multifamily residence. It's just being used as a nightly rental. Perhaps the commission has some additional information about that. Also, I know there's mentioned some things about the core. I feel like that is a separate issue. The core, basically, we were mowing the area down there, and they didn't like that. And so they don't necessarily have an issue with us using or walking on the grass or using that area, but they don't want us mowing it. So that's the concession that we've made, is we don't mow it anymore. So I would anticipate that would continue. There was a mention about, you know, no value whatsoever to the community. I do feel like it doesn't involve value. Today I researched some articles about short-term rentals, and I ran into an article that was on the Wall Street Journal, which basically there was a committee that looked at nightly rentals and the impact that it had in urban areas. And I couldn't find one on an area that was really small, but the extrapolation was that it increases property values in that area, because they demand more for those property values. So there is a benefit there where the value of the property does increase. Although I will admit that probably some of our community members, as they live there a long time, they're not particularly interested in that. I don't feel like you're going to end up with a lot of hassle. You know, this is something that's very important to me. I don't run 15 of these or 20 of these, and I don't have a person who's outside. These are my personal belongings that are in the house. And you know, we don't want it destroyed. We don't want the property destroyed. It'll be cleaned by a professional and commercial company, so the grounds will be kept clear. And if there's, you know, trash on the core land in front of it, I'm going to make sure that they clean that area as well, because we want that to stay nice. You know, that will also make it so that the next person who comes, it'll be clean and good for them. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Any additional questions for the applicant?
I've got a question for Scott. Do you have on record any other nightly rental in this small community?
No, I couldn't find any that had a permit.
That has a permit.
Correct. That's what you do have one coming through Concept. You have one for Concept tonight in the same location. But
does Clymer Lane on the core property?
Yes.
Yes, sir. In fact, the yellow line that you see there...
Excuse me, sir.
I've talked to this gentleman.
As far as I'm aware, it is. But if you look at the lines there where it's drawn, it's hard to say exactly where that property line.
There was a white fence post right over in here, which is typically the core marker, or a white mark on a tree, and it was over in here somewhere.
Are any of those houses on that row accessed off of Clymer Lane? I mean, used regularly? Is that lane used to access any of the three homes on there, or four?
Yes, regularly.
Then they're driving on core property to access it.
Well,
and gets down to my final question, where's the sewer for those houses?
It's on the above the house there.
Right, then they have a lift pump on. Because I'm familiar with that area. And that's all on a slope toward the lake. I'm just trying to get it all through my head.
We looked for the septic. Did you have water in the bathroom in the basement?
Yes.
Okay. They kind of all run together. I looked at one somewhere that did have a little lift.
We had a lift.
Okay, that's what it was. So it was. Yours was in the front.
Any other questions or comments? You know, I go back to 2.3 of the list of six items, and just the community in general, but access for someone that doesn't know where they're going, how they access that. coming down that road that far, especially at the night or evening, you know, getting lost. So traffic flow and control is a concern, and general compatibility with the adjacent properties and general welfare of the community all sort of jump out at me as a concern for this application. Any other comments? Anyone want to entertain a motion for or against the application?
I make a motion to deny the application based on the comments you mentioned.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? And the motion on the floor is to deny the application. All those in favor of...
Before you vote, I've got down here due to access, traffic flow, general compatibility, and general welfare of the community. Is that correct, Randy?
Concerns of sewer systems, because I think they're already on the court.
Okay.
One of my concerns.
Again, the motion is to deny the application. All those in favor of denying the application, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So 7-0. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you can get with Scott with the additional process to go through.
Then do you want to give them the appeal process, the 90-day time period to appeal to the Board of Adjustment for any applications?
Can he can call and can. Get information for that, correct? Okay, next we have PerfectSigns.com, proposed sign print shop and rental space. Good evening.
Good evening. I'm Michael Cooper. It's good to see you again.
Good evening. Thanks.
Michael Cooper seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit to allow a sign print shop with rental space for other businesses, consignment car lot, and mini storage units located on 2.5 acres off State Highway 165 Branson. Per the assessor's information, the subject property is 2.5 acres in size, and currently there are 5 billboards on the property. Properties to the west and east are vacant parcels. The property to the north is a car repair. Property to the south is an occupied residential lot. Within 1,000 feet, there are other numerous shops and businesses along this section of State Highway 165. The Western Taney County Relative Division 3 policy score was 17. And he presented this concept for the storage unit. And then I took some pictures of the driveway. I'll let him do the explanation of the driveway. And then the staff recommendations of the decision of record.
So that's a more detailed plan than what you presented at Concept, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what would you like to add to the presentation?
Well, I did some additional research, and the little design layout that I did shows where the survey marker is, and it's really in the middle of that whole entrance. I also measured the distance between my survey marker and that billboard structure, and I got 25 feet. Between the billboard structure and where my property line is. I spoke with John Suti about a potential septic system, and he referred me to I talked to someone before about a soil test, and he told me Melissa Bettis, and I talked to her about a soil test and what was involved in a soil test to determine what type of lateral lines would be required if we were provided permission to put a septic system in. I know the two issues that were brought up at the prior meeting were the entrance and the sewer situation, and also, I was told that it's possible that I would even be forced to annex into the city of Branson if I hooked up to city sewer, which is about 200 feet from my property line, probably 300 or 350 feet from where I hope to build the building. And it's not, since my property is not adjacent to properties in the city limit, I would not even be given the option to annex into the city. And for me to hook up to city sewer, I would have to get an easement from one of two property owners there, neither one of which I could get a hold of. And for all intents and purposes, I don't think it's realistic that I could get an easement from those people to bring city sewer in. So I'm hoping that I would be allowed to go through the application process for a septic system for my small commercial enterprise that I'm hoping to put in there. Certainly willing to answer any additional questions the commissioners might have.
So what's being proposed right now is the two storage buildings?
Well, I put that down here on the plan, and that's kind of my fallback position. If the commission doesn't think that I should be allowed the permission to pursue a septic system, then that would be my fallback position. I would prefer to be able to build my little 3,000 square foot sign shop there where I'll never have more than four employees. But if I can't put a septic system in there, I don't see any way that I can do that. And that would be, you know, the buildings would be basically the same. It's just that I would have my little sign shop in the front of one of those storage buildings and storage in the back.
For a septic system on a business, the minimum flow that we can assign per the state green books, 100 gallons per day. Three-bedroom homes flow assignment is 360 gallons a day. And you can go by employees, and it's usually 15 or 25 gallons per day, which falls within the 100 gallons per day. And that's how you would size the system for a septic system. It would be based on the soils evaluation and the 100 gallons per day usage.
And all that would have to be approved before you could build?
Yeah, he has to have a septic or sewer approval before you get the construction permit.
Any other questions for the applicant? Is there anyone in the audience for the application?
I own the property to the left of him.
Did you sign up to speak, sir?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and do you want to go ahead and come on up?
Sure.
Thank you.
The property to the left of the on the picture, that's got about eight. No, up on that piece there, it's got about eight property lines. I was never approached about a sewer easement. And my main concern is if the elevations are going to be changed on that side, it's going to have to be a berm or something. Because of the watershed. You can see there's a ditch right there about where the corner of that property is on Montgomery. That corner. There's a 18-inch culvert that goes under Montgomery and down that way. You can see it. You know, if I do something with that, if he changes the elevation, I need to know how we're going to... His water's going to shed off of there. That it's already shedding the way it's been for years. But if it was built up and it throws it one way or the other, you know, I won't be able to use my piece of property. You see the ditch I'm speaking of?
It's right here, that dark line.
Yeah. That's it. And it's about a foot deep at the most. You know, I could put some riff rock in there or, you know, different things. I'm not trying to change his plans. But that piece of I was past it 3 weeks ago, and there was a brand new tractor stuck in the mud.